Hey, welcome to the More Than Money podcast. This is Chris Burns. One of my favorite parts of our radio show that we have every week is our lightning round, and that's where I answer the questions you've sent in throughout the week. So we're going to play one of those for you right now. I think it's great to get to hear just what are people thinking about. And if you have a question, go to my website. It's mylifeismore.com. You can ask anything. I will get back to you personally. Again, it's mylifeismore.com, and enjoy this segment from our lightning round. All right, we're going to move into our lightning round. This is our portion of the show where we answer the questions you've sent in throughout the week. If you have a question based on anything you've heard today, go to mylifeismore.com. You can ask it. I get back to everyone who writes in directly, so you will hear from me. But then some of those folks, we also have time to address that on the show. So I'm going to give a few of them now. Again, that's mylifeismore.com for your questions. All right, first question from Tran. Tran says, my wife and I just opened college savings plan for our kids, ages 9 and 7. How aggressive do you recommend we be as we invest in these plans? Tran, thank you so much for writing in. All right, here's the deal. You got to think about college saving, like 529 plans, in terms of how you invest, just like you think about your own investments as you near retirement. So except that in this case, retirement, quote unquote, is when they go to college, right? So when I only have 5 years out from my kids going to college, I don't want to see massive volatility. I don't want to put a bunch of money into college savings and then have a drop in the market, you know, wipe that out or drop it by 30% or something. So we treat this the same way. So if you're 10 years out, if you have 9 and 7, so you about have 10 years out with the kids till college, be more aggressive up front. But when you get within about 5 years of college with these kids, you need to tone it down to a moderate aggressiveness level. That is my recommendation. And so usually they give you options about that. They say like aggressive growth, growth, moderate growth, depending on the 529 you're in. It's okay to be growth oriented right now. But again, when we get about 5 years out, tone that back to moderate because you don't want to drop in the market hurting that short-term savings solution that you're trying to find. Hey, thanks again for writing in.